And Philip Sample Pierre, Dieter and Creator, today's date is 09/26/2024. Dictation is 4. Mr. Jimmy Hill. Hill spells H-I-L-L. Jimmy spells J-I-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 03/20/1971. 53-year-old gentleman here for a suture removal period. Patient stated that approximately 2 weeks ago, he accidentally suffered a laceration in the left lower extremities. He was seen in a local emergency room, had sutures done, number 6 sutures, and is here for a removal period. Stated that since his last visit, he has had no need for to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Says the site is not very painful at all. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Obesity. Next line. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Social history. Denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97%. Room air blood pressure is 128 over 89 pulse. 128 over 79 pulse ox, 99% room air. Question. Pulse ox is 97% of room air. Pulse is 99. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Left lower extremity. Suture site has healed well. No evidence of secondary infection such as erythema, edema, discharge, bleeding, fluctuance. Or induration. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is suture removal, number 2 is obesity, number 3 is ER follow-up period. Next paragraph, procedure. Patient and I had a discussion about how the procedure was going to be taking place, how the sutures was going to be removed. We talked about complications. He gave verbal consent for me to proceed. Next paragraph, site was prepped, just wiped to remove the scabs that's covering the sutures using a number 11 blade and a forceps. Number 6 sutures were removed. There were no complications. The site was then steri-stripped for further reinforcement. There was no opening during the removal of the sutures. He was advised on wound care to come back to the clinic if worse, namely swelling, bleeding, discharge, to come back to the clinic or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.